Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Need some people to help us out if you could text in some good movie lines for us this morning, because I have a fun little game you can play at the office. They started doing this on the website Reddit, but they posted lines from movies, preferably famous lines that everyone knows. And what you do is you take the movie line, and instead of reading it in the original tone of voice that it was supposed to have been voiced in, you read it in a sexy voice. So like you got Arnold Schwarzenegger, "I'll be back," but then you take it and you try to read it in a sexy voice instead. "I'll be back."
Now do your sexy voice.
That was my sexy voice. Okay, so I thought maybe today I could give you guys a few of the lines, famous lines from a movie, and you guys could go ahead and try it in your sexy voice.
I already have my line I want to do.
What line did you want to do?
"Hello."
No, no, don't do it in sexy voice. Do it regular voice first.
"Hello, Clarice."
So that is from the movie Silence of the Lambs, and that is where Hannibal is actually talking to the officer, Jodie Foster, and her character's name is Clarice. All right, so now sexy voice.
"Hello, Clarice."
Still sounds creepy, though.
It does still sound kind of creepy. I think a lot of these might.
I don't know if you could change that one.
"Show me the money."
Okay, from Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it, Heidi.
"Show me the money."
Now, she's used to saying that in a romantic situation.
I know that.
Okay, let me do something I'm not used to doing.
Okay. Let's have Hawk. Let's have you do one from Forrest Gump.
Okay.
"Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get."
"Hey. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get."
Sean Connery appears.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, right?
That was not Sean Connery.
I'll be honest, it sounded like Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
I know. It definitely did not sound sexy.
But how can you make that line sound sexy? Anybody, try it.
Okay, Heidi, go ahead.
What would you tell me the line again?
"Life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get."
"Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get."
Oh, she can do it.
Yeah. That's not sexy. That sounds like a commercial.
I liked it. I want some chocolates now.
All right. This is an old Clint Eastwood movie, and he has just fired off a bunch of shots at this guy. He's caught him, and now he's telling him that he's lost count, and he doesn't know whether there's a bullet left in the chamber. And he says, "You've got to ask yourself one question. Do you feel lucky, punk? Do you?" All right. Kato, you want to do that sexy?
No. All good. Right.
No. I'll be Sean Connery again.
Heidi?
You got to ask yourself one question, punk.
You got to ask yourself one question. Do you feel lucky, punk?
Okay. You got to ask yourself one question. Do you feel lucky, punk?
Oh,
that actually worked.
Telling you,
I felt lucky.
Oh wow! Okay,
all right. Beating faster.
Okay, here's one I always liked, and I'm like, I'll try this one.
Okay,
"I see dead people. They're everywhere, and they don't know they're dead."
Oh no!
"I see dead people, and they're everywhere. They don't even know they're dead."
It almost sounds like a theater, like the
coming
theater.
Soon.
Coming soon.
Yeah, that's my sexy voice.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm like, "Hey, honey, you want to go upstairs?"
If I was going to pick a sexy line, it wouldn't have dead people in it.
Well, that's the point. It's supposed to be funny.
Yeah. "Hey, y'all, I see dead people."
What was that?
What was that? Girl sexy voice.
Oh, you think that's sexy?
Well, no.
Okay.
Not
I
now.
See dead people. Well, I mean, I would sound like a movie trailer, too.
Someone sent in a text from the movie Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby. "I don't know what to do with my hands." Who wants to do that one six?
All right. Sexy I'll do that one. That sounds reasonable.
Go ahead.
Is that all it says?
What's that other line he does, Ricky Bobby?
He says, "If you ain't first, you're last."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
"I don't know what to do with my hands right now."
Oh, that wasn't bad.
Well, well, what you're doing ain't a good thing.
Let me get him out of my pants. This is kind of a fun game. I could see making a board game out of this because you could sit there and, you know.
And it don't have to be a sexy voice. Maybe some other kind of voices.
But I like the sexy voice because you'll realize how many people aren't really sexy.
That's true. That's true.
Do it with, like, friends or family hanging out on the weekends. Just sit around and pull some lines.
Here's one. E.T. phone home.
E.T. phone home.
E.T. want to phone home.
All right.
E.T. want to phone your home.
You sound like you're Oriental now.
I don't know what happened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.